I seem to be getting a lot more migraines recently.
Right. When you say migraines, do you mean you get bad headaches or do you mean a doctor has diagnosed you as suffering from migraines?
I get very bad headaches. But I know what the symptoms of migraine are, and I get a lot of them.
So what you're saying is that it's different to bad headaches?
Yes.
So what happens when you get a migraine?
Well, it usually starts off with me feeling slightly off when I wake up in the morning. I'm very sensitive to strong smells and bright lights. Then, as the day goes on, the headache develops.
How would you describe the pain?
At first, it's pretty mild, like a scraping pain over my left eye, and I get a pain in my neck also.
Is that on the left side also?
Yes. It's a really tight pain, like my neck is being gripped. After a while, the pain over my left eye gets more and more intense, and it's very persistent.
So it starts off as a scraping pain over your left eye, extends down your neck, and gets more intense after a while.
Yes.
How long does it last?
Well, if I catch it in time, about 12 hours. But sometimes they can last for at least 3 days if I don't.
What do you mean, catch it in time?
Well, I take some very strong painkillers and they seem to stop it from getting worse. But only if I take them very early on. The only thing is, they tend to make me feel quite drowsy.
Are the painkillers on prescription?
No. They are tablets that the pharmacist recommended.
And how often do you get these pains?
Practically every week at the moment.
They must be really difficult to cope with.
Yes. They really get me down.
When did you start getting them?
They started about 5 years ago. But at first, I just got the odd one.
Do you have any idea what triggers them?
Not really. I've been keeping a record, but I can't pinpoint what sets them off.
Well, as you probably know, there are different triggers for migraine: dietary, environmental, and behavioural. In terms of food, the main culprits are wine, chocolate, cheese, as well as coffee. So maybe you need to look at whether that might be a factor. Also, strong smells and bright lights can set it off, as you seem to be experiencing.
They definitely can trigger it.
And you might want to think about any changes in your day-to-day routine, such as getting less sleep or working more. These can cause stress, which can also be a factor in bringing it on. I'll give you a leaflet on techniques to help you relax, and also a leaflet on migraine, which tells you which foods to avoid.
Thanks. That sounds useful.